The Hoosier Boyhood of a U.S. Senator on This Moment of Indiana History. Elmer Thomas represented Oklahoma in Congress over the course of 2 terms in the House of Representatives and 4 terms in the Senate. The legislator's reputation as an advocate for farmers, veterans, and working folk may be rooted in his Indiana boyhood. Born in September 1876, the 7th child of 12, Elmer Thomas grew up on a farm near the Putnam and Park County lines. Disinclined to join his father in farming, Elmer recognized that education was his only possibility for deliverance. After completing 8 grades in the one-room Brunnerstown School, Thomas carefully calculated the cost of a term at the nearby Normal School in Danville and set out to raise the funds. The 15-year-old trapped possum, skunk, mink, and raccoon for their pelts and turned his profit into the purchase of 2 runt piglets, which he raised and ultimately sold for the needed $40. After 1 8-week term at the Normal School, Thomas took and passed the state teacher's exam and at age 17 began teaching school while pursuing his degree. Thomas graduated from the Normal School to DePauw University, where he began a lifelong interest in politics and honed his skills as an orator. Teaching school had lost its appeal, Thomas reported, and entering the practice of law in his county seat town offered little to look forward to. So at age 24, law degree in hand, he purchased a one-way homeseeker's excursion ticket to the newly opened Oklahoma Territory, where he launched his political career. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.